Now, it's time for Medved on Movies.
Robert Redford plays Dan Rather in a shockingly one-sided movie about investigative journalists at 60 Minutes in the midst of the election of 2004 trying to expose President Bush's National Guard record in truth.
They're going to start an investigation, and CBS wants to appoint an independent panel to take a look at how the story is put together.
I'm going to apologize for the story on air.
The view of most journalists and virtually all historians is he should have apologized for a flawed, unsubstantiated, and irresponsible piece of reporting. But that wasn't the point of view of his producer here, beautifully played by Cate Blanchett.
I want Dan to survive this.
Why wouldn't he survive this?
One side or the other is always going to say you're being partisan, but you stop asking questions, and that's when the American people lose. That may sound hokey, but I believe it.
But this highly partisan movie never asks the most elementary questions, like what motivated the Mary Mapes Dan Rather team to emphasize this story just a few weeks before a close presidential election? And why didn't they raise more pre-broadcast inquiries about a highly questionable source here well played by Stacey Keach? Despite strong acting from the entire starry cast, the characters never quite seem like real people because the script does nothing to talk about their overall biases and values. It's rated R for lots of harsh language and only 2 stars for the flawed but skillfully made truth.